20 fathom. Good current for picking today, the wind is right.
I'm Joe Carlson. I'm a commercial fisherman. I've fished since I was about 8 years old, between logging and other jobs. I was named Sloppy Joe when I was a kid because I spilled my milk at the table all the time, or water every time I sat down. So my uncle named me Sloppy Joe. We started fishing when we were 8, 9 years old, me and my brother. We rowed, you give us 3 old raggy nets, and we rowed out. Rowed about a mile down the shore, setting nets. We had 3 oars at one time, and in September it got so damn windy. We rowed over the net, and it started blowing us out. And we broke one of the oars. Good thing we had 3 of them with us. Done a lot of logging too. I must have logged 20 years. I've logged and I've done welding and so many different jobs, you know. Because through the years there's been times that there's no fishing, you know, like in the winter, and there's no money. You gotta do something. I used to fish up to seven nets out here. Now I got her down to 2 nets. No, I never had any close calls out here. It's the only time I ever had a close call is when I was in high school in the 12th grade working on an oar boat. I fell off the front end of the pulp boat in April. There was ice in the water and I had to swim to the back end. We had all the lifesaver lines tied in knots. Nobody could help me or nothing. I was in Grand Rays Harbor. I took 4 days off from school to make some money. We were loading pulp logs on. I was up in the front, up on the top of the pile, pulling them over into place with a pickeroo, and the pickeroo slipped out of my hand, and I'm toward the water, and I looked over, I was off balance. Well, there was nothing under me, so I just fell there. I mean, I couldn't get back to grab anything. It was way out of balance. But when I got to the end, I couldn't hardly do nothing. I was just almost paralyzed when I got to the ladder. As soon as I got out of the water, boy, I felt great. I climbed, they came down to help me, and that was Ed Hansen came down to the ladder to help me out of the water. And I said, geez, I don't need no help. As soon as I got out of the water, just like if I woke right up, Then I went back to my grandmother's and changed clothes and came back to work. They thought I was crazy.
Newborn breezes swell to send us to our childhood's welcome sky. To the glow of friendly faces and the glance of loving eyes. Rolling home across the sea.
Behind the Work is a production of the WTIP News Department. This ongoing series is dedicated to exploring what folks do to get by in our North Shore community and the contributions individuals make to the community through work. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
It's a tough job in the summer. and I love to eat fish.